What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's doing well. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, man. It's the Wolf of Crypto here. You guys are tuned in to another episode of the Wolf of Crypto podcast. And wow. I'm going to say it one more time. Wow. So I actually, as of recent, let's just say I logged back into the crypto matrix here. And sometimes when you're chasing those white rabbits and you kind of get lost in time when, you know, time down there doesn't feel like you're spending too much time. And for those that have actually been in the space for a minute, probably can relate to what I'm trying to describe here. And those that might be new to the space, you know, welcome. You'll catch on as you go along. And it looks like here it is airdrop hunting season. My goodness. I was basically just searching Twitter, X, wherever the hell you want to call it nowadays. And of course, on my feed, I was seeing some Solana airdrops. Obviously, Solana was trending. And I got to say, before I even kind of dive into this, the overall market right now, love to see it. Feel like there's a lot of opportunities right now. and we've only obviously just begun, but definitely feels like the tides are turning and we're kind of going back towards that good old 2021 market where the bull run was very, very healthy. But I want to get back to what I was saying as far as these airdrops, and not just the airdrops, but just kind of surfing and searching here and seeing how these Solana airdrops are trending. You know, some people have actually made some nice little baggies here from participating and stuff like that. And I was like, it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute since I've even got myself involved with airdrops. I'm pretty familiar with airdrops. Those of you that don't know, that might be new and have no idea what I'm talking about, airdrops are basically a way to get crypto. Most times, pretty much for the free. Obviously, depending on the tasks that are at hand, but it's also like another little eco-friendly way. It's like a treasure hunt, and it's all these little different things. But once upon a time, you know, I was hunting those out, seeking those out. Back then, people called themselves, you know, bounty hunters and all that good stuff. And quite escape, you know. I was getting, you know, certain coins that did have some value. Obviously, some coins, you know, weren't anything or probably just, you know, exploded. Yeah, I mean, exploded in a good way. I mean, basically burned down. So I'm looking over here. I'm seeing people talking about, you know, they got 15 bands, 5 bands. I'm seeing some, you know, some 5 figures on these particular airdrops. And I'm like, hold up here, Nelly. Whoa. Obviously, I haven't had that much of time to really kind of be all in, because that's the one thing about the crypto space, man. You can get lost in the sauce very quickly because there's so many different sectors within the realm, and there's so many different ecosystems and blockchains to kind of play with. And there's actually 2 of them that I've been really mainly focusing on, and it's so ironic those 2 particular ones are the ones that I'm be hunting for airdrops. And I'm like, okay, it's time to go ahead and get back into this. Obviously, being at a better position now, have a little bit more liquidity to play with here, especially thanks to Solana doing what it did. I think currently right now my position is pretty much close to being up 5x from obviously where I started. And that was only off of what, a 2 band position. Obviously, if I had more, oh my goodness. I might be recording this podcast from a different place if I was in that position. But nonetheless, I said, oh, there's opportunities. These opportunities are actually right now. Some of them end pretty soon. So there's going to be a lot of different projects and names I'm going to be dropping here, platforms. As far as deep dive into each single one of them, definitely will have to make future episodes of all those different ones, because I would say I'm gonna name some, or actually I'll probably name all the different platforms like I said that I've came across on Twitter and X and seen people mentioning and talking about, especially on the Solana side, the Solana ecosystem, because Cosmos here, that's another one. Obviously that's a blockchain of ecosystems. That's another particular ecosystem that I'll be taking my airdrop hunting gear and going over that platform and doing the same thing here. So as far as the wash, rinse, repeat, that particular strategy, you'll probably see me doing it across these particular platforms here. But nonetheless, I'm just going to drop a couple of Solana projects here for you guys to be on the lookout here for, start using. Again, some of these have airdrops. Some of them are, I think maybe one or two might not be confirmed yet, but for the most part, they're pretty much confirmed. As far as Jupiter goes, the Jupiter platform, which is a DEX, decentralized exchange, where yes, you can swap, trade perpetuals, and what's it called? Use limit orders, DCA, some nice little features on there. Their airdrop is still ongoing. I believe phase one of the snapshot might have just been snapped. And I read and saw that there's two more snapshots that are supposed to be taking place. So as far as how to basically kind of participate in that particular platform's airdrop, you basically obviously got to use it, have that volume on there, trading volume, swap volume, pretty much any volume that you're going to be using on that particular platform. Obviously, before I even dive any further into these platforms and stuff like that, highly recommend you guys have a Solana-based wallet and also a Cosmos-based wallet. As far as Solana goes, you got Phantom, you got, I think, was it SoulScan? There's a couple that you could choose from. Obviously, the one I use majority of the time is Phantom. I mean, I just feel like that's just kind of like the easiest one. And I've been on the Solana blockchain now for maybe 2, going on 3 years. That's like the main, like I said, the main wallet I use. I know I have used, I think it was called Soulflare before, but like I said, just for me, Phantom just kind of works the best. So again, you're going to definitely need one of those particular wallets to operate here. So that's one. Again, Jupiter Finance. Another one that you're going to want to be using, and obviously all these platforms I'm going to be talking about here are going to definitely be on my rotation. Another one that we have is Drift Protocol. That's another one, again, that you're going to want to get yourself familiarized, start using that one. Oh yeah, by the way, heads up, depending on your location, some of these particular platforms, you know, might not necessarily work where you're located. So again, definitely going to do your research. I know it's a little bit frustrating too, especially being a citizen out here in the States. Just the jurisdiction and restrictions, man, are kind of annoying. Definitely, like I said, definitely want to find a crypto haven where definitely won't have to deal with this. Because again, not being able to participate on these particular platforms, lose out on opportunities, right? And that's something that obviously sometimes that hurts. So again, Drift Protocol, that one right there, that's an open source decentralized exchange that's also built on the Solana blockchain. Enables your transparent plus non-custodial trading on crypto. And they have perpetual swaps, spot margin trading. You can earn some yield. And they also have borrowing and lending. So again, you have some nice suites of tools of DeFi and all that good stuff. And again, the DeFi world, it looks like we're going to be back in it. Oh, it's been a minute. And another one, Marinade, staking protocol built on Solana. I feel like I've either seen this platform before, maybe participated on it, did something. I don't know. I know when I first got onto Solana, I feel like Radium and Orca were probably like the two platforms that I used the most, which I think that kind of helped me be part of the Jupiter airdrop, because I was checking something I had seen that actually got some rewards off that, which again, I didn't even know about it. And that's the kind of funny thing about crypto sometimes when you're transacting on these different platforms, depending on obviously which blockchain you're on, you actually might be participating within an airdrop and you don't even know it. Because all of a sudden, you know, you start to see coins that just randomly drop into your wallet. You're like, yo, what the heck is this? Speaking of coins just randomly dropping into your wallet, I think Bunk, that's one. I think I feel like I missed the train on that. I think I might have sold a little too early before that train went ahead and took off. But again, sometimes, you know, when you don't know, you just see random tokens being dropped into your wallet. Sometimes you think scam and some other things, because again, depending on your experience in the space, you've seen goods and bads. MarginFi, another platform that's going to be in rotation, decentralized lending protocol on Solana, prioritizing risk management and providing a safe and easy solution for users that want to, you know, partake in some leverage. They also have lending and borrowing, nice little referral system to help you earn some points part of their airdrop. But again, those are just a couple. You got, what is it? I think it's, hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly here. It's Komodo Finance. Kamino. I don't know what I was looking at. Kamino Finance. That's another platform. Pretty much has all of the same things that some of these other platforms and DEXs and stuff like that. Zeta is another one. Say a market where you can go ahead and trade. But again, all these different platforms going to be heavily in rotation for me. One that's going to be ending pretty soon here, it's going to be Marinade. That's the one I'm probably going to be trying to attack the most right now for the time constraint. Fortunately, I'm waiting on my Solana to unstake for my Exodus wallet. Because I didn't realize that there were so many other opportunities and ways to use your crypto that you're staking. Some of those, you know, assets that are really just not doing too much. I mean, obviously they're earning, obviously, because otherwise why would I be trying to build those particular accounts? But even though while they're idle, you can actually take some of these opportunities to do what they call liquid staking, which I've kind of discovered here in the last couple of days, where you can basically obviously stake that native token and then use this token that's associated to that token and go play in the DeFi world and still be able to obviously collect rewards off staking, but then also maximize your capital opportunities in different ways through DeFi. So I'm probably throwing out maybe some terms and terminology depending on your knowledge. Some of this you might be like, yo, what are you talking about? Again, not to fail. I will have, like I said, a lot of content coming out across my different platforms, because again, it seems now have a little bit more, I would say almost a little bit more time to kind of get my hands on some of these ops here, because there was a time and point where I was trying to figure out some ways of to enter back into the particular market. But obviously, like I said, I'm a fan of trading, but obviously seeing all these centralized exchanges pretty much get burned to the ground, you know, scam after scam, lawsuit, this, that, and the other, it was kind of wavering a little bit, trying to figure out, like, man, I want to trade, but where do I want to trade at? And not just that, I want to also have some leverage options. So now, and not just that, I want to make sure the fees are low, you know, the token I'm using is cheap, because those, all those variables go into, come into play, especially when you're trying to, you know, keep track of your money, maximize it, all that good stuff. But with these exchanges that I've come across, definitely going to be moving some liquidity, spreading it out. Because again, like I said, I want to try to be able to participate in a couple of airdrops simultaneously. And I'm just glad also to my soul was able to go ahead and create some profits. So now I'll be able to use some of those profits, move them around a little bit here, try to obviously multiply and capitalize and just even build up the bag even more that way. As far as Cosmos, again, same thing with them. That's going to be another chain that I'm going to be doing basically what you guys will be seeing me do on Solana. I will be basically copycatting that over there on Cosmos and doing the same thing, hunting for airdrops, opportunities. And as far as staking goes, wow, got to say, I've been staking on Exodus wallet and no complaints as far as the rewards that are coming back to me. It's been kind of nice, because ideally with situations like this, having some of those staking rewards, being able to, you know, claim those on a daily basis, weekly basis, depending on obviously how much you are collecting, and then going ahead and taking that, using that on a DEX or whatever. Accessibility is easy. Some of these platforms, use them are actually easier than I thought. But I know I'm saying that from a, what, probably from a advanced perspective, considering that I've toured around the market. So I'm trying to think, other than that, y'all, man, looking forward to the new year, looking forward to what the market's going to do. I'm also actually, believe it or not, going to be setting up here some meme coin portfolios as well. Again, going to be spreading the wealth across different platforms in different ways. Again, when it comes to those, though, always high risk. Those is, you know, how much money you might put in that, you gotta be prepared. It might not come back. So with those ones, I'll be very cautious with those. Obviously, the goal is to, you know, build up the Bitcoin bag, Solana bag, obviously, Ethereum, probably, Cosmos. But also at the same time, take part in some of these platforms, really supercharge some of these APRs, man, because wow, I was looking across the board at some of these APRs that you can earn right now, and it's like, man, take advantage, because you never know when a proposal might come about. And I'm using this as an example for Atom, where, you know, they voted APY got cut, I want to say the inflation got cut, something as well. So, you know, sometimes those APRs and APYs, they do fluctuate, they do change depending on tokenomics and all that good stuff. So that's something I always try to keep in mind, and I always try to take advantage early and just try to play with that, because obviously again, you are investing into those projects. Obviously, I'm not a financial advisor or anything like that, so always do your own research. But I feel like, from at least my experience, stakes has been pretty lucrative, and definitely want to amplify that here in the next, 60 to 90 days, I should say. But that's going to really wrap it up, this particular episode. I know that's probably a lot to take in. I hate to tell y'all, but it's going to be a lot coming at y'all, because now that I'm back in the swing of things, decided to go back into the crypto matrix, ooh, and seeing some of these different ops. Now I'm like, ooh, that adrenaline rush, got to feed that frenzy here. So be on lookout for a frenzy, I should say. Because like I said, I still got to go over all these different platforms. And definitely be on lookout for my YouTube channel, because as far as being able to view and get a sense of what I'm talking about here, and obviously definitely note, gonna have to probably make some guides here for those that might be new, because the FI world is a little bit different from the traditional trading, but still, once you get the hang of it, it's like riding a bike, you kind of don't forget. And really excited to try to capitalize on some of these new little things that I've learned, especially this liquid stake here, being able to try to take advantage of, you know, two areas in the crypto space. So that's going to be fun. But for those of you that have listened to this episode, I appreciate y'all listening through. Like I said, if you guys are new to the channel or new to the podcast, welcome. Just be on the lookout for new episodes, probably some new videos as well, and just a whole lot of new everything, because airdrop season is here. I am hunting. Make sure you guys bring your wallets. As far as liquidity goes, you know, it's going to be based on your personal finances, but some say you don't need too much. Obviously, the more the better, higher chances, all that good stuff, but from what I've seen, I would say people have turned, you know, $100, stuff like that, into 5 figs, 6 figs, all that stuff. But, you know, it's all about the time you got to put in here, folks. Well, that's going to do it for this particular episode. I am your host, The Wolf of Crypto. Y'all been listening to The Wolf of Crypto Podcast. Y'all take it easy now. Peace.